Okay, let's begin, guys. Wanted to tackle some of the anonymous smicha here first. So let's begin. First thing I want to begin with is, the source of smicha that's in the Chumash is in Parshas Pinchas when Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Pinchas. And we said that was beyond. The Rambam writes explicitly that it doesn't have to be beyond. As we said, the Sefer Ashtaros had it, but the Rambam says explicitly, you call him Rebbe based on the Gemara, but it doesn't have to be done beyond. Rambam said that beferish. So it's interesting that the Rambam says in Pirek Dal Halacha Beis, it doesn't have to be beyond. But it's interesting that there was this notion of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem being mitzava Moshe Rabbeinu, to give the smicha, and that's a model for one track of smicha, namely being that it has to be a chain from Moshe Rabbeinu on down to Yoshua, and so on. And that chain, unfortunately, was broken. But that makor is its le'ene Hashem. So that, in the sense that Moshe gave it to Yoshua, is the classical type of smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. But then in that same parsha, Hashem was mitzaveh to make sure it's le'enei kol Yisrael. Hashem was mitzaveh that it should be in front of klal Yisrael as well. And here the Rav Zatzal said that why was there a need to do it le'enei klal Yisrael? This is in Perek Chav Gimel in the Midbar Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Tes. It says, "Beferish, beseez viso so, v'amarato so zes kachlos Yeshua ben Nun." The end of the pasuk, "Samachtes yorcha olov, v'amarato so l'fnei alazar akorim l'fnei kol eda v'seviso so le'enehem." So, what does this mean? This means that basically that there is a different track. With that different track of smicha is le'enei kol klal Yisrael, that there is via haskama of klal Yisrael. So that's where the Rav Zatzal said the Rambam got his mocker, which I want you to get down in Perek Dav Lachir Aleph, what he called the Chiddush HaSmicha. Unfortunately, that first track was broken from the chain on down. But the second track, with that if all the Chachamim get together and elect one Rav, then you can restart Smicha. Where did the Rambam get that from? So the Rav said he got it directly from the Psukim, Le'eni Klal Yisrael. And what's the definition of a Tzibor? And this I heard from a Ron actually that you put together. There's a few Rams in the Perish Mishnayos, and Mechoros, and a Menachos. What's the definition of the Tzibor of Klal Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael. You can have 3 million people, 3 million Jews in Chutz La'aretz, and 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael. The Tzibor is Eretz Yisrael. That's the beginning of Huris and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Milavo Hamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. That if Beis Din HaGadol makes a psak, that Rov Klal Yisrael follows by mistake. And what is Rov Klal Yisrael? What do we say? Levo Hamas Anachal Mitzrayim. Those are the borders. That's the Tzibor. That is Klal Yisrael. That's the Tzibor of Klal Yisrael. So I gave you the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Yudal Maf that Smicha is only given Beretz Yisrael. Why is Smicha only in Eretz Yisrael? It's not Mitzvah's Baretz. It's a strange din. So the Rav Zatzal said, because this smicha lemaisa has to be in front of what? Has to be in front of both the first track and the second track. Has to be from the chain from Hashem down to Moshe on down. But it also has to be in front of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. The tzibur of Klal Yisrael is only Eretz Yisrael. It cannot be given in front of any other audience. Not because it's mitzvah's bars. It's not mitzvah's bars. But it must come also le'enei Klal Yisrael. So those two tracks of smicha that the Rav Zatzal pointed out in the Rambam really are seen from the Parsha. And the truth is, if you noticed, and I want to just mention that, the Rambam in Perek Dal Lechadav points out with three words He says v'dover tzarech achreyin. Everyone notice that? Meaning basically tzarechin, he's not sure whether you could actually do it. Now the question is, what is dover hadover tzarech achreyin going on? Is it going on the whole din of Kiddush HaSmich or not? So that's what I want to bring out. I heard many shirim from Rav Ronsweig Shlita about this. There was, in the 1500s, there was a big machlokes between the Maribei Rav and the Kuntres HaSmich of the Marlbach. Maribei Rav lived in Sfat. He wanted to appoint Rav Yosef Karo to be the Rav and then restart Smicha. And the Kuntres HaSmich, Rav Marlbach, said no. And the Rambam says you need all the Chachamim. So he says, I don't agree. So the Maribei Rav, Lamaisa, came back and said what? Said, call Rubu Kakulo. And we're Rov. There's a big machlek, is where the restart speaks, how to, and they go back and forth how to interpret this Rambam. In fact, the Dover Tzarech Echreya, the Marlbach says the Rambam himself had a Tzarechin on the whole thing. The Rambam himself had a Tzarechin on the whole thing, so why are you telling me to restart it? So the Maribei Rav says, no, the Dover Tzarech Echreya was, do you need the Haskama of everyone? The Dover Tzarech Echreya was going on a detail. It wasn't going on the whole institution. It wasn't going on the whole institution. It was going on one of the details, the Dover Tzarech Echreya. It wasn't going on the whole thing. Okay? Lamais, because the Rambam says if you have smicha, you don't need das kulam. Right? Haladan dini knosos l'chol dover, sharit nisvich, the Dover Tzarech Echreya. So the Dover Tzarech Echreya is not going on the whole thing. Maybe it's going on, you know, a detail. The question is, I don't remember correctly what detail it was, but it wasn't on the whole institution. Okay? Plus the fact, what was the motivation behind restarting Smicha? So the motivation was, is that the last Mishnah says in Makis, in our Masech in the afternoon, that if someone's Chayev Kares, if you get Malkus, you get out of the Chayev Kares. Now Malkus can only be given by a Beis that has Smicha, from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. So they didn't have that anymore. But they didn't want to die being Chayev Kares, they wanted to restart Smicha. That was the Maribei Rav's motivation. But if you look at the Rambam closely, and this is Reb Simcha Zelig pointed out, was the Dayan and Brisk, and Reb Chaim thought he was correct, that the Rambam says, if you notice, he says, Dine Knossos. Did you notice that? He says, the whole point here is, Eladan Dine Knossos Lakol, Charnisklin P. Bezdin. The whole point is to be Dan Dine Knossos. You see that? Kedishul Yavatlu Dine Knossos B. Yisrael. So he felt that it was only for what? For the Chiddush HaSmich would only give you the ability to Dan Dine Knossos, not for Malkus. Obviously, Maribei Rav held not that way. So that was a big back and forth about this, halacha lemaisa, as to whether you could restart the smicha, and they argued upon it whether, because it says, you know, kol, you need all the chachamim, askam is kol hachachamim, you need the askam of all the chachamim, and if you need the askam of all the chachamim, lemaisa, you see, he says, beferish for knossos, right? He says, iskimu kol hachachamim, v'yishlam ladun dine knossos. You see that lashon? That's what the Rambam says, no? You saw that in Periktat Alachiyat Aleph? Yeah, she's schema called Yisrael Avdun Dine Knossos. So it seems like it's only Knossos. But okay, maybe that's what the Dover Tzarech Echreya was going on. I don't remember. You have to look in the Maribei Rav. But he says it wasn't going on the whole institution, that he had Tzarechin on the whole thing. So they go back and forth about this. But what you see is that there's this ability to what? There's this ability to restart Smicha, and there's two tracks of Smicha that come from what? Come from the Parsha. Okay? You follow me? So, again, the chazar over the Nakudas, number one is what's the scope of it? Is only for Knossos or even for Malkus? Number two, is that Dover Tzarech Echreya going on the whole thing? That maybe you can't do it the Rambam has Suffolk on, or maybe it's going on in detail? We have to check what that detail is. We have to check what that detail is. But it wasn't going on the whole thing. And number three is, do you need the Mamish Kol HaChomer's Rove enough? And that they were arguing itself. Now, based on this, I wanted you to see the Gemara there, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Yudal Ma, fascinating Gemara, which discusses Smicha, about Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, and how he risked himself to, and he was killed. So the Gemara says that, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba gave Smicha the five Tanoim, and it didn't mention the other two. Because it wasn't Bikvoto. So the Gemara says, is it true that Reb Meir, Reb Yudim and Baba was Masmich Reb Meir? But the Gemara says that what? The Gemara says, Koloma Reb Meir lo samcha Reb Kiva eno el atoa. Gemara says that Reb Kiva gave him smicha. So So what's the Gemara's answer? Gemara says, Samcha Rabbi Akiva lo kiblu. Samcha Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba ve kiblu. So what's going on? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks in the back, I gave you, he says, you don't need a scum of all the Chachamim for the first track. This was the first track. Who cares whether everyone was? What's the push-up shot in the Gemara? The push-up shot in the Gemara is that he was too young when Rabbi Akiva gave Rabbi Meir Smicha, so the Gans Klal Yisrael wasn't Mekabelit. But when, he was older when the time Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba gave it, right? But Frek Rabbi Yaakov Emden is a great kasha. That requirement of Skamas Kol HaCham is only for the Chiddush HaSmicha, a new track, not for the Smicha and Dan from Moshe Rabbeinu. So he blabs Besar Achim. It's a great kasha. So the Rav Zatzal said over from his father, let's get this, make sure we get it. He quotes from his father, of Moshe Soloveitchik, that you don't read the Gemara V'lo Kiblu. It's V'lo Kiblo. He himself wasn't Mekabel the Smicha. He himself was not Mekabel the Smicha. And for Smicha to be given, it has to be from the Rebbe giving it over as a Nesina, and a Kabbalah from the Talmud. And the Talmud has to want him in Mekabel. For whatever reason, he wasn't Mekabel. Maybe he wasn't Mekabel because maybe he thought that, maybe he wasn't Roy for it. Obviously, he loved Rabbi Kiva. But for some reason, it wasn't Mekabel. It's just V'lo Kiblo. That's how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal wanted to read the Gemara. And that might be goof with the shaila in the Gemara that I gave you. The Gemara, a few lines earlier, has the shaila that if the Rebbe's in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmud's in Bavel, can smicha be given, right? The other two permutations for sure are bad. If the Rebbe and Talmud are both where? Are both in Bavel, it's bad. Now, it seems like the Rashi and the Adama learn it as a shaila of shalom b'fanav. Can you give smicha shalom b'fanav? If they're b'fanav, I don't know. I was thinking maybe according to the Rashi and the Adama, if they're both b'fanav, even in Chutzlaritz, maybe it's good. But it seems like Rashi, but I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's for sure bad in Chutzlaritz. But the shiloh at hand was shalom b'fanav. What's going to be shalom b'fanav? That's the way Rashi and Rama learned the shiloh of the Gemara. That the shiloh was shalom b'fanav. So from Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, the shiloh is if the Rebbe's in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmud's in Bavel, what's going to be the din? Shalom b'fanav. So that's a very interesting shiloh, and that's how Rashi, Lamaisa, and the Yad Rama learn up the Gemara. Okay? So the shiloh of the Gemara was any smicha shalom b'fanav. It could be lav davka, and the Gemara was the Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud was in Chutzlaritz. But if the Rebbe's in Yerushalayim and the Talmud's in Tel Aviv, you could have asked the same shiloh. You follow me? According to Rashi and the Yad Rama, it's a function of shalom b'fanav. If it's a function of shalom b'fanav, it's lav davka Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Could have been Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv. Just as well. That's how Rashi and the Yad Rama, the Yad Rama's Masber Rashi Shita as well. That's what I was wondering, Lamaisa. I don't think you could present the Shaila Lamaisa if it was Shalom B'Fanav and Chutzlaritz. That everyone's going to say Pashup Shad is bad. I mean, Rashi says, Shita Somkum Chutzlaritz Nismach and Baritz, Imbene Bava Nosra Shus Lechav Rishon, Ladun Knossa Ha Amr Lidlo. They ain't Smicha B'Chutzlaritz. They came in the Ave Gaban. So he says beferish that anywhere chutzlars would definitely be bad. The shaila is shalom b'fanav. So I'm saying the shaila could be asked if the Rebbe is in Yerushalayim, the Talmud's in Tel Aviv. You follow me? But if you look in the Rambam, the Rav Zatzal said, the Rambam learns not that way. That was not the shaila. That was not the shaila at all. Because what does the Rambam say beferish I gave you? The Rambam says in Perak Dal Olach Avav. What does the Rambam say? He says, "How you shneim ba'aretz somchin also afu b'shein atzmuchin b'makom echal shochin lo or kosum lo shu samuch." The Ram says you send a letter. So obviously, you shall line to Tel Aviv. The Ram held was good. It's not a shaila of shalom b'fanav. That was not the shaila. According to the Ram, the Rav said the shaila is the conceptual shaila. What's the ma'isa smicha? Is the ma'isa smicha the focus on the Rebbe giving it, or is it also not just the Rebbe but also the Kabbalah of the Talmud? If it's just the Rebbe, then if the Rebbe's in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmud's in Bavel, it should be good. But if it's not just the Mises and the Sina, but it's also the Kabbalah of the Talmud's in Bavel, it'll be bad. That's how the Rav wanted to say the Rav learns different than Rashi and Yad Rabbah. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Conceptual Shaila of what the Smich is. And what's the Psak Halacha? The Psak Halacha is that if they're what? If they're both in Eretz Yisrael, it's good. If one of them's in Chutz Laaretz, it's bad. Right? But if they're both in Eretz Yisrael, it's good. So the Rav pointed out beautifully. Why does the Rav have to say, Srichim Shochin Lo, Kosin Lo? You know, what is the Rambam trying to do here? What do you mean, Shulchan Lo, Kosvan Lo? You know, every word of the Rambam is very critical, halachic statement. What he's trying to public, you know, advertise for UPS or FedEx. What do you mean, Shulchan Lo, Kosvan Lo? What does the Rambam have to say that? Okay. The Rebbe will end up telling the Talmud he got smichah. What does the Rambam have to stress that for? The Rav said. So what did the Rav say? The Rav said because he wants to stress this notion of the connection between the Nesina from the Rebbe to the Kabbalah of the Talmud. And it has to be Shulchan the Kosvan Lo. They both have to be in Eretz Yisrael, but in a Hanami, it's good even Shalom Afanav. Because the Maisa Smicha is not just the Rebbe giving us the Kabbalah of the Talmud. And that's why he said Shulchan the Kosvan Lo. The Neila, the Rav Shechter, points out in his Sefer, he quotes, he has a Kuntras HaSmicha from the Rav in his Sefer, he points out, What'll be the din if the Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmud's in Bavel and the Talmud quickly runs to Eretz Yisrael after he got the smicha? Would it be chal? So he has a suffix. First he says maybe it should be chal, but then he says no, because if you want to magnify the smesin and kabbalah, it should happen by bas achas. Once the Rebbe gives it over, the Talmud's mekablet miyad. It can't be delayed. So he says the Talmud couldn't quickly run to Eretz Yisrael and say, oh, now it's chal. That's what Rav Shechter wanted to say, but it comes out very beautifully. Lamaisa, with this shot of Reb Moshe Soloveitcher Zal, the Rav's father, different than Reb Yaakov. And it wasn't a little kiblu, it was a little kiblo. And you need that. And Reb Meir, maybe he said he didn't want to take this smicha from Reb Akiva because he thought he was too young. Maybe. Maybe he wasn't right. First Adam. Yeah, go ahead.
With this Rambam about yes. All the Chachamim getting together, how do you define a Chacham?
That's a good, I would assume, someone who knows Kol Torah Kulu, like the Ram defines, in order to be given smicha, you have to be roi l'kol advarim. That's what I would imagine. Yeah. Yeah, what do you say, Aaron?
Were you saying the Rambam is different than the Yad Ramah?
Yeah, the Rambam is much different than Rash. Rash and Yad Ramah learned the Shiloh, the Gemara, as a function of Shalom B'Fanav. Can you give Smicha Shalom B'Fanav?
Yad Ramah brought two shots. I think according to his first reading, was similar to the Rambam.
Okay, but it could be, I don't remember, but one of the pshatim is highlighting like Rashi, that it's a function of
right.
Shalom B'Fanav.
He brought two doubt, but he quoted Rashi the second doubt, but he rejects that, I think. So.
Okay, I'm saying, but he learns up Rashi that the Shiloh was Shalom B'Fanav. It's another way of learning the pshat in the Gemara. Okay.
But I'm saying his first pshat was actually very similar to what you
okay, good. One of the pshatim of the Yad Ramah was like the way he learned up Rashi, that it's a function of Shalom B'Fanav. Very good. Yeah, go ahead.
Whenever you're saying about the Shulchan, though, that it's stressing the connection between giving the acceptance.
Yes.
Does that mean, like, in, like, a halachic acceptance? Like, that he's getting...
Yeah. So halachic acceptance, the Talmud has to be masking to it. Otherwise, not
how. Like, Kenyan? Like, he's, like...
Yeah, I don't know, it has to be a Kenyan, but he has to be Mekabalit. Yeah, that he wants it.
Let's say, this is, like, a really nitpicky thing, but let's say he's not there, but his, you know, you throw in his field and he's Kona.
Wouldn't be good, no. You need it's personal, yes, personal. Like the Taisus Rid. Mitzvah Shemakuf is not Nita Mishlichus. Yes. Okay. Yes, Adam. Okay. Go ahead.
Where's the makor for this idea of all the chum getting together to reinstitute them?
That's what we said. The Rambam got it from the Chumash. Because why did Hashem insist that Moshe Rabbeinu give the smicha to Yoshua le'enei Klal Yisrael? Because right. It was askama from Hashem, but it was also askama of Klal Yisrael seeing it, viewing it. And the audience of Klal Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael.
Why don't you need a musmach to also exist?
That's you can recreate an elect one. That's exactly what was done with Moshe and Yoshua. Hashem was mitzvah. So that's what it's echoing that. It's mimicking that. That's what the Rav wanted to say. What'd you say?
Moshe had smicha by then, no?
Well, it was automatic. Moshe's makom shivim the echad koy. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu was automatic. Okay, it doesn't say in the chumash Hashem gave me, but it started with him. So in that sense, yeah, we would elect someone to recreate it. Okay. That's the first mahalach I wanted to mention here, very important here about the concept of smicha. Next mahalach I wanted to mention also from smicha is this concept of smicha. We mentioned it yesterday that it's a hechsher gavra, minui begavra. Now I wanted to point this out. The Rambam in Perek Chavav in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chavav Halacha Aleph says, anyone, God forbid, who curses a dying in Klal Yisrael is over a lav of Elohim lo sekalo. If you curse any Jewish person, you're over the Yisrael lo sekalo cherish. So you'd be really over two lavin. So this lav applies even if the dayan is not sitting on a din Torah. Anytime a guy would curse a dayan, it's not dafka when he's what? when he's sitting in the din Torah. Because when you're given smicha, there's a chalos on the gavra. Even when you're not donning the din Torah, he has a shame dying. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, it makes a lot of sense from that Rambam in Perek Gimel halacha hey, we quoted Hilchos Mamrim, that the Zakin Mamri is only Chayiv Misa if he's a Musmach. Obviously, when he's paskining in his city against the Sanhedrin of Gadol, he's not sitting as a what? As a Dayan. Right? You see that the Smicha gives you a Chalois Gavra even when you're not sitting on the Din Torah. You follow me? It creates a new status for a person. And that's what you see clear. And the truth of the matter is that to be appointed to the Sanhedrin of Gadol, to be appointed on the Sanhedrin HaGadol is a status that exists when you have smicha. And we said the Rambam begins, Perek Dalach Aleph, the Frankel Rambam. I told a few guys, every dayan, whether you're 71 or 23 or 3, you need smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone needs it. He says, Kol Echad. That's what there's a misprint in the regular Rambam. Echad bezdin HaGadol, Sanhedrin Ketano, bezdin HaGadol, Shoshlosh, Shrich, Shiu, Kol Echad Meam, Samach, Bi Samach. Moshe Rabbeinu Samach Yoshu Biyach, and Rizmo Zonio Latseu, Kena Shivim Skenim, Moshe Rabbeinu Samach Sharas Alan Shchine, Moshe Skin Samach Lachem, Rachem Lachem, Nimsu Smuch Mishmi Pish, Ad Bezin Shal Yoshua. Why he says Bezin Shal Yoshua is interesting. Ad Bezin Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, Vechan Nisim Pia Nasim Pia Achim and Sucha Filoya also Samach with Sanem Yol. See, the Feirish. That there's a notion of what everyone has smicha. Now, the Gemara has a sugya in Yudalim and Aleph when you measure, you know, for Egla Rufa. The Gemara has, according to certain Tanaim, you need all the Sanhedrin are going to go to measure the Egla Rufa. Which city the body's close to? Some Shitas in Tanaim say 3, some say 5. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says all of them. Let me ask you a question. When they're going out measuring, are they sitting in a din Torah? They're not sitting, but they have a chalois. If you have smicha, it's a chalois in the gavra. And therefore, it's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush l'maisa, that there's a chalois in the gavra. And the truth is, there might be a difference between, and this is what I want to bring out, between being a member of the Dayan of the Sanhedrin HaGadol and the other two. What do I mean to say by that? Because it's very possible to say that there is a role of the Beis Din HaGadol that doesn't exist by the Beis Din of 3 and 23. What's the role? Beis Din HaGadol paskens on different cases in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Novi Sheker, annexing more lands in Eretz Yisrael, but what else does it do? There are roles that are called the Amudei HaOrah. That's the Rambam's Lashon. They're called the Amudei, they're the progenitors of the Mesorah. And what comes from them is called Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay? And therefore, if you're appointed there, it's like a double Srara. It's a Srara that you're a Dayan, you have Smicha, but also you are part of the progenitors of the Mesorah. That's what the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Mamre. Beis Din HaGadol Shemishalayim Heim Iker Torah Shebaal Peh Veim Amudei HaOrah Umehem Chok Umishpat Yotzeh L'Kol Yisrael Va'alein Hifticha Torah. Amazing, no? That they have two roles if you're a member of Beis Din HaGadol. So it comes out very interestingly, how long does the Beis Din of 23 and 3 sit? How long do they sit during the day? They sit from Tfilah Shachar until the end of Sheh Shalos Biyom. How long does Beis Din HaGadol sit? Beis Din HaGadol sits from Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they sit in the Beis Medrash in the Har Habayis. Beis Din of 23 and 3 don't sit on Shabbos. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is the Rav says because the Beis Din HaGadol plays that Torah Shebaal Peh role. They're the Amudei HaOrah. Therefore, they sit, what, the whole day? They sit even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because not only are they paskening, they have this added role. They have this added role that they're progenitors of the Mesorah. So the Ikar of being appointed to the Beis HaGadol is not that you're judging on other people. You're being Mamshich the Mesorah. The Neila, you got this? Let me ask Akasha. How are Shmaya Vavtayon able to be Gerim on the Sanhedrin HaGadol? You know the Zugos in the Mishnah, first Mishnah Novice? What are the Zugos? The first man is the Nasi, the second one is the Av Beis Din. A Ger can't have Srara. The Gemara says a Kedushin Meferish. A Ger cannot be appointed. And I involve him in base. So how do you Shmai Vavtayan be on the Sanhedrin HaGadol? Who asked this kasha? The Bartanur asked this kasha. Pirak Aleph Mishnah Yud and others. Dibramaska Shmai Vavtayan. Does this Yontif? The Bartanur asked this kasha. The Rambam says in the Hakdoma to Yara Chazaka that they were what? They were considered to be, they were Geret Tzedek. See, the Maharal Prague in the Sefer Derech HaChaim says they weren't themselves Gerim, they were from Gerim. But the Ram says Beferush, they were Gerim. So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is like this, is that to be progenitors of the Mesorah, no problem you can have a Gerim. Whenever they would have to sit on a Din Torah for a Navi Sheker, you know, to judge a Navi Sheker, then they would have to recuse themselves. Then they would have to what? They would have to say, we can't Paskin. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Pshat Lamaisa that we're saying. In other words, Halacha Lamaisa, when they had to judge Lamaisa, they would have to remove themselves. And that's what the Pshat is, Halacha Lamaisa. If there would be a Din, they would have to remove themselves. But to be progenitors of the Mesorah, there's no problem of a Ger being a what? Being appointed on that level. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. That's what the Rav said. And the truth of the matter is that, you know, the Mishnah says, Beferish and Hurius. And Dalam is Horu Bezdin by Echamem Gir is a part of Shikulun Ruin Lahara. The psul of Gir is Mamish Kechavar Bezdin Agadol. Even for Nyani Horas Isser Behetter. Okay? Because that's a mice of Srara. Anytime you paskin, it's a Srara Alacherim. So they would have to remove themselves. That's what the Rav wanted to say. Now, Mamela, based on this, Taisus says in Sanhedrin, Lamed Vavim Bezdin Masko Chada, can a Gir judge his friend in Dinim Ominous? Gir danis chaveru b'dinim ominus. Yes or no? Yes, Taisus says. But he cannot judge a what? Cannot judge a Yisrael. You got me? In dinim ominus, a gir can judge his chaveru, but not a Yisrael that was born from that was born a Yisrael from a mother, Jewish mother. When it comes to dinim nefashos, a gir cannot even danis chaveru b'dinim ominus, b'dinim nefashos, because dinim nefashos is killing a guy. That's srara. That's automatic srara, so he's totally off the thing. By dinim ominus, it's not considered to be srara, so he could be done what? He could done his chaveiro. Halach halomais, he could done his chaveiro. So that's what we said, the psak din is different than the hara of chacham and isra. The psak based in is chala on this din what? In rechalim din, dinim ominus, where it's mutter to be other geirim acherim, but not to judge a klai yisro. Whenever you're paskin, it's srara on other people. So gir can be danis chaveiro, chaveiro meaning another gir, but dinamonis, but dinafosh is you off the map. This comes up a lot, Lamaisa. This whole concept we brought up the first day, there are two tracks, a psak din and a maisa bezdin. It could very well be, where do you think there's more srara? Where do you think there's more authority? Which track? On the hara, or when their just presence alone is needed? So I wanted to suggest the presence alone is needed. If a person's talented, right? If a person's talented, can a woman be a dying? We paskin, no, a woman can't be a dying. So machlokes in Taisus. Most Tosfim say, no, we paskin, and we're going to get to it soon in Zion's of Beis. Woman's possible of Dayanus. But what do you do? The Gemara says, it getting ham and Beis beferish that a woman can't be a dying for b'fun and echtav, fun and echtav. So how can you have a day in Rishon and say a woman's kosher to be a dying? It's against the Gemara. The Teretz is over there to be a dying for a mice of Beis for a Kim Shtaris. That's a Srara. You don't do anything. Your presence alone is needed. That's a srara. A woman cannot be srara. The Rambam says, Nichos Malachim, Melech V'lo Malka. A woman can't be a king. And any appointment a woman can't be. Against Rashi and Nechinuch, Rav Moshe writes. But we pass a woman can't be srara. So when you do this second track of srara, a woman can't have srara. It's not sneas. But hurrah, if it's hurrah, why not? According to that one day in Rishonim. We don't pass him like that. So Lamaisa, that's what I want to bring out. You see that there's two aspects. So you see Beferish, that a ger can be done as chaveira b'dinim ominus, that's hora. You're judging your friend. That's not a problem. That, you know, a ger can judge his friend, a srara on top of another ger, but a srara to don dinin nefashos, or to don another, dinin nefashos is always srara, no matter what. Always srara. Because you're talking about killing someone. And in dinim ominus, Lomai says, why can't a ger judge a Yisrael? Because you're donning on someone else. That's also srara. But in general, you could bring up this notion of srara and splice of the garden into two tracks that we just said to frame for that day in the Rishon. So this is what I want to bring out here, this mahalach here about the smichi and about this notion that it's a heksher of the gavra. Okay? Yeah, go ahead, Yoni. What do you say?
So are we saying that it's only a heksher gavra for the Beis Din HaGadol and not for a Beis Din of 323, or it's for all Beis Din?
No, it's for all. It's for definitely all. For all, but Lamaisa, it's definitely for all. But what I want to bring out is that there's two elements by the Beis Din HaGadol. So therefore, that makes it different. But there definitely is srara. That's what we said. Dan is chaveiro b'dinim ominus, another gear. But he can't judge Yisrael, because anytime you're passing, that's srara. That's considered to be a tremendous, it's a hechsher of a gavra. That's why you, if you curse even a beis din, one of a beis din of three would be a problem. Okay? So that's the mahalach lamaisa we have on this concept of smicha that I wanted to bring out here. Now, let's just point out even further on this, okay? Now, we said the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, you need what? What does the Mishnah say in Sanhedrin? You need to have, when you give smicha, it must be done in front of a beis din, in front of three dayanim. The Rambam says explicitly that only one of the three needs smicha. The Yad Ramah explicitly argues. The Yad Ramah says you need all three to have smicha. Rambam says you need all three to have what? The Rambam says only one of the three, and the Yad Ramah says you need all three. In fact, the Chamer V'chaye and wants to say that Rashi also says you need all three, because the Gemara's story here that he couldn't find two other people, so they want to learn Pshat Rashi. Couldn't find two other people that had smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. The Yad Ramah writes that explicitly. Okay? The Yad Ramah writes that explicitly. Allah Lamaisa. Very interesting. And as I said, that the Chamer V'chai is medayikin in Rashi. Okay? That you need to have all three to have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. Okay? So that's a very interesting chiddush here that you have. Okay? Yeah, the Torah Chaim and the Chamer V'chai medayikin in Rashi. And the Yad Ramah said it befares, but the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says all you need is one of the three. Okay. Now, when you confer smicha, is that a real beis din? Is it a real beis din or not? What do you say? Is it considered to be a real beis din? So that's where I gave you the Minchas Chinuch here in Mitzvah's Tuf Sadi Aleph, that he claims that since you need three, it's probable that it needs a beis din, and Belila would not be good. And you need, and it's a regular din of a din, Tyra, Tchilis din, Gemar din. So it comes out, could you have a Korov? Could you give smicha to a Korov? Could one of the three Dayanim are related to the Talmud? So he says it would, Poshup Shadu would follow that it would be possible. It would be possible. Now, the Chedushi Aran I gave you in the Gemara and Hayamid Aleph, right? The Gemara and Hayamid Aleph says that, right, Reb Chiya asked Rebbe to give smicha to Rabbi Bar Chana, right? Remember that? And then he asked him to give smicha, right? That's the Poshup Shad in the Gemara, right? What was the second story? Was it with Rabbi Bar Chana? Who else?
Rav,
exactly. But the Chedushi Aran has a completely different girsa in the Gemara. You know how the Chedushi Aran learns is that Reb Chiya was the one who was giving smicha, and he was giving smicha to Rav, who was his nephew. But he got permission from Rebbe, because not right to give smicha to a Talmud in the city where your own Rebbe is. So the Chedushi Aran learns the Gemara there in Dibur Maskil Yorah, that in fact you see beferish that a Karov can, in fact, what? Can give smicha. And I gave you the Gilgan Marshal. What did the Gilgan Marshal or Shlomo Eger say in Hukos Yordea? In Yordea, Simon Aleph. He said to B'shem Shus Yaakov, that a Karov could give smicha by shechita. He said, it's better not to, at the end, right? You saw that? But he says, Amikar, then it's okay. So you get the impression, the Minchas Chinuch took it very seriously, it's Mamish Adin. It's possible Laila, should be possible Krovim. You find the Chisharan said, no, it's good with Krovim. And he had Rav Shlomo Eger saying that it's fine as well. So it could very well be that smicha, even though it needs a base, it's not considered to be a teres mishpat. It's not a teres mishpat. And a Karov would be kosher lismoch. And you know what one of the rayas might be? They don't have to be together. Can be shalom afanov, like the Rambam said. Right? What's the halacha when it comes to din tira? Can you don a din tira shalom afnei bal din? No. The Gemara Baba Kama pay mem heim and alf. Even by a shore in Niskel, the Chachamim say the shore has got to be in the room. Reb Yudah argues, but there's a machleis tanoim. The halacha is like the Chachamim, even though a shore doesn't speak. He doesn't hear. But Lamai says, there's a kasuf. And the Nesivis in Simin Chaf Ches Sivkot and Vav says, the reason why you need in front of the Baal Din is not because of, not because Lav Mishu Lav Meizu, that he can't, you know, not that it's better to have the Baal Din there because you don't want the guy to be a Mechutzuf. It's easy to be a Mechutzuf when the other guy's not there. That's not it. There's a kasuf. Give you an assurance, Niskel's got to be there. So you see, Beferish, that by Smich, if the Rebbe and the Talmud don't have to be there, right? The Talmud is in Tel Aviv, the Rebbe is in Yerushalayim with this Beis Din, and they say that we are giving smicha to Talmud X, we're going to send it to him. You see, that's not a real din Torah, it seems. It's not a Torah's mishpat. And that's why the Krovim would be okay, and that's why it could be Belial as well. Did you get a chance to look up that Marsha? What does the Marsha say in the Chiddush HaGadol by Tchumen? Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was killed. He gave the smicha. He risked his life. What does he say? Venera Lafarish, excellent. Shemidarkim Lesmoch B'Shabbos V'Kibbutz Yisrael. Shabbos? You see that conferring smicha is not a Torah's mishpat. We never can what? Can have a din Torah on Shabbos? The Rambam says in Nechos Yisiri Bia. Pirik Gimel Loch Avav. By Tefillas Geirim. Since Geirim needs Shlosha, Behova, Dover Sarach, Beza, Ein Ma'pil, also B'Shabbos, Lo B'Yon, Tev, Lo B'Laila. Smicha also needs a Beza, but it must not be Torah's mishpat. That's the Poshup Shot. That's the Poshup Shot. So it might be totally on this Shaila, whether Haji learned up the Gemara. According to that one sheet that Aaron pointed out of the Adar Mo with Rashi, it's issue of Shaloba Fonov, right? It's an issue of Shaloba Fonov. They might hold in the Maskanas of Gemara, what did they say? According to Rashi, that one day in the Adar Mo, how did they learn up that Smicha Shaloba Fonov is not good? Because they learned Smicha is a Teres Mishput. This is what I want to bring out. This is from Rav Zhulti. We're putting it together in Simin Zayin. Rav Zhulti and Simin Zayin, the Mishnas Yavitz. Put this all together. You see that the Rashi and the Adar Mo that require Bafanav hold it to Teres Mishput when you confer Smicha. May it be possible, I will be possible, Kroivim. And it's got to be in front of the Baal Din. Whereas according to the Rambam, no. Shalom Bafanav is good. It's not a Teres Mishput. May it be good, be Kroivim. Good, be Lai. So this would be a Shkansa Shtikal Torah here we have here regarding what? Regarding this Chiddush. Okay, we got it so clear? This is the Mechadish Chiddush we want to say regarding Smicha. Okay, we got it clear. Okay, let's continue now. To the second Mahalach about the Shvatim, the basin of Shvatim. What'd you say, Adam? We said they sat not Dini Torah. They sat on for the, because their progenitors, the Masorah, they sat in Beis Medrash. They sat in Beis Medrash. Okay, yes, Yankee. Right. To give the smicha, they don't have to be offered. Yes. Right, could be also. That's a good point, Yankee. Right, then as you want to say, that would be Yankee's making a great point. There's, it might be Lashitasa. According to Rashi and Yad Ramah, that the Pesach has got to be with fun of his Torah's Mishpat. Therefore, the insistence is all three have to have smicha. I like that very much. Beautiful. All three have to have smicha. Whereas according to the Rambam, that Shaloba fun of goods, it indicates it's not Torah's Mishpat. He only needs what? Like the Briskarov we said. We said the Briskarov on the first day, or I don't remember, the Briskarov says one of three have to have smicha just to keep the chain going. But it's not considered to be, that's a very possible shot. We said, because they're not paskining. And according to the Rambam, speaks of the license of the paskin. That's what we said from the Rav. You're giving a different shot. That based on this Mahalach, or Rav Zhulti, it's not a Teres Mishput. So you wouldn't need what? Maybe you wouldn't need all three of them to have smicha. That's the reason. Good, very good. Excellent horror. Okay, Vaitan now. Let's go Vaitan. You had a kasha? Okay, good. Let's go Vaitan now. Let's get the Bezin Shel Shevet, okay? Let's go, guys. Beis Din Shel Shevet. Now, before we go on to Beis Din of Shevet, I just want to make one more point. I didn't give this to you, but I meant to. There's a Rambam that says, what lands are good? Thank you, Adam. What lands are good for Smicha? We said Eretz Yisrael, but the Rambam has a very interesting Rambam. He says, Kol Arz Yechziku Bo Ole Mitzrayim. The Rambam is a Perek Dal Holachavav. Did you notice that? The Olim Mitzrayim are the Yidim that Yoshua brought into Eretz Yisrael. Olim Mitzrayim, Olim Bubbles, you know, the Yidim that Ezra came back. Why is the lands that Olim Mitzrayim good for Smicha? So the way the Rabaron Zatzal said it to us, Rabaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, is that the lands that the Olim Mitzrayim conquered gives it a shame Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Arts, that's permanent, that's what Ezra brought back. But the title of Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa, that Olim Mitzrayim give. And for different halachas, title of Eretz Yisrael might be enough. Shem Eretz Yisrael might be enough. For example, like for Egla Rufa, maybe halacha Lamaisa for living in Eretz Yisrael, maybe. For Yeshuva Aretz, maybe. For mitzvahs that necessarily don't have to require the Kedusha per se, and namely for Egla Rufa, we said. Egla Rufa, maybe for living in Eretz Yisrael. For different other halachas, and also smich, it doesn't require Kedushas Arts, it requires a title of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's why Olim Mitzrayim Taka might be enough. So I wanted to bring that out, that Chiddush. And the last point is that Yoshua wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the teretz? Obvious teretz you got to say. That was before we got Teretz Yisrael. Or you could say the point of Eretz Yisrael is they have the Shechina there. They had the Shechina there in the Midbar. Okay, that's how the Mabit and Aruch HaShulchan are Masber Pshat. Okay? All right, very good. Now let's go to the Shevet. Bez Hashem, it should be Ladina, when Mashiach comes from Erev Yameinu, that the Shvatim Lomaisa will have the Shiloh. But I want to point it out, because we're doing the Minui of Shoft, the Minui of Dayanim, what's the story about Shevet? So, it's interesting. The Rambam in Pirik Aleph Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, says, Mitzvah Esei Shel Teira, Limno Shoftim Mishotim Bechol Medina Medina, Bechol Plach Uplach, Shenimra Shoftim Mishotim Tita Nechol Bechol Sharecha. Rambam begins Hilchos Sanhedrin with the mitzvah of Minui Shoftim. The Urim Betum said it was the Rabbanon. We quoted a few days ago that the Beis Yosef quoted Ben Yeruchim that it was the Rabbanon. I couldn't find the Beis Yosef, so I want to call the Mechaber in Eretz Yisrael. Big going from Eretz Yisrael. Where did the Beis Yosef quote the Ben Yeruchim? He quoted the Beis Yosef quoted Ben Yeruchim. I couldn't find it. Remember we said there's a sheet that said mitzvah of the Rabbanon? Most sheet said there was no such mitzvah. The Urim Betum says explicitly mitzvah of the Rabbanon to a point Dayanim. And he quoted the Beis Yosef Shem Rabbi Yeruchim. I couldn't find it. So we have to try to find it. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by, if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin at Tetzayin and Mebeis, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that you need shoftim b'chol ir v'ir, and you need it b'chol shevet v'shevet. Why'd the Ram leave it out? He begins with Sanhedrin, says nothing about appointing a basin for a shevet. Moreover, the Lechem Mishnah there on the spot says the Ram does quote it in Pirkei Halach Aleph. He says, Enos in Sanhedrin k'tana l'chol shevet v'shevet l'chol ir v'ir, el al pi basin shal shivim v'echad. The Rambam says that when you establish a Beis Din of a Shevet, it has to be done through the auspices of the Beis Din Agadol of the 71 Dayanim. So he says, Beferish, that there is such a concept. So why did he leave it out in Perek Aleph? Strengthens the Kasha. He himself has it in Perekei. Isaac, he says in Pirkei that if you want to establish a Beis Din for a Shevet, you have to do it through the Sanhedrin HaGadol, Pirkei. So if that's the case, he has such a concept, why didn't he leave it out in Pirkei Aleph Halach Aleph? Okay, so there is a Taisus in Sanhedrin on Tetzayin Amid Beis that says, Shoftim l'chol Shevet, Shevet Yesh Be'ir Achas, Mishnei Shvatim, Osen Shtei Sanhedrius. Let's say in one city, you had two Shvatim in one city. He says you should make a Beis Din for each Shevet. And the Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Shoftim says the following. Skipping a little bit to the middle, he says, V'yitochen lefarish shechayev ha-kosov limnos Beis Din al-kol Shevet v'yishpot eskulam. It's like there's a miniature Sanhedrin HaGadol for every Shevet. And if there's a Shiloh in that Shevet, they should go to that what? They should go to that miniature Sanhedrin HaGadol to shave it. I'm re-skipping a little bit. He says, "Kederach she Sanhedrin Gedolah, cheni mistapku bat edinim shal ayaros yavol if they beis HaGadol shall shave it. V'yishalu kederach she Sanhedrin Gedolah mamona al kol bat edinim shal kol Yisrael. Just like the Sanhedrin HaGadol answer shalos, kach yei beis din echad mamona al kol shave it. V'shave it. V'im hutzuchun l'sakin l'igzor al dover al shave it shalahem." Goes in Misakin who Lishkis who Lashavit Kizeris Sanhedrin Gedolah shall call Yisrael. It's Mamish what I said. It's like a miniature Sanhedrin Gedolah. Zeh Bezin shall Muskar Mesechus Hurius Yeshinubo. Horu Bezin shall Echad Ashvatim, the Mishnah has in Hurius. Horu Bezin shall Echad Shvatim, also Shevet Piam, also Keshevet Achayev, Ashar Shvatim Peturim. So you see before this notion of Bezin of Shevet. It's like a miniature Sanhedrin Gedolah. You look in the Ram never has such a thing. Ram doesn't have this notion of a miniature Sanhedrin HaGadol. If you look in Pirak Aleph and Nuchas Mamrim Halacha Dalin, he discusses about the Beis HaGadol, the Ikar of Torah Shebaal Peh, like we said, and everything that comes out of their mouths is called Torah Shebaal Peh. Rashi and the Ravid said we have to listen to Sanhedrin HaGadol based on what? It says Kachol Sheerucha. Not that necessarily it's called Torah Shebaal Peh, but the Rambam says anything comes out of the mouths of the Sanhedrin HaGadol is Torah Shebaal Peh. So Beferish L'maisi, you see, and this is what the Ramban said, Halacha L'maisi, that there's a Beis Din Echad Mamuna Kol Shevet. And if you need a Misakin, Ligzor Dabra Al Shevet Shalem, they would Misakin it. It's Masha from the Ramban, I'll tell you, that's the Eraisa. The Ramban in the Shroshim is Masha from the Rabbanan. But what I want to bring out is that you see that there's this concept of what? Having a Beis Din for a Shavit. And it could very well be, it could be what? A miniature Sanhedrin HaGadol. Okay, so it's interesting. If you look in the Gemara on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Beis, what does the Gemara say? Tonro Bonin, take a look. Tet Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Minayin Shema Amidim Shoftim Li Yisrael, Tamalom Shoftim Titin V'chule.
What line is it?
On Tet Zayin Amud Beis in the middle of the Yomim, right? You see the Gemara has three sheetas. Tanakama, Chachomim, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon Gamliel. You have it here on Tet Zayin Amud Beis? So the Gemara has Beferis three sheetas, okay? There are three sheetas, the Tanakama, Reb Yehuda, and the Chachamim, okay? I'm sorry, the Chachamim, Reb Yehuda, and Shimon Gamliel. Okay, we got this? See, the Tosfos Shov the Chol Shevet, that's the Tosfos Shov. Yemesh Birachas, Shnei Shvatim, Osen, Shnei Sanhedrius. You make two Sanhedrius, okay? You make two distinct, what, two distinct Batedinim. Okay, so we got this Machlaikis, yeah? We got this Machlaikis. What do you do in such a case? Okay, so let's see what the three sheetas are. What are these three sheetas driving at? Okay? So again, Nachamo. It says, Tonro bonon, minayin shemani mishoftin l'shoft, Tonro bonon shoftin titin v'chule, shoftin l'chol shev v'shev, minayin tamal l'shoft l'shevatach v'chule. Shoftin l'chol ir v'ir, minayin tamal l'shoft l'sherecha. Reb Yehuda omer echad memuna akulun, shemra titin l'chol. You see that? Reb Yehuda says, echad memuna akulun. Reb Shem Gamliel omer l'shevatach v'shaftu mitzvah l'shevet l'dunit shifto. So what does Reb Yehuda mean when he says Echad Mamuna Akulam? What does he mean when he says Echad Mamuna Akulam? What does that mean? What do you think it means? So the Yad Ramah says there is no concept of Beis Din L'Chol Shevet. There's one Beis Din that's Mamuna all the Shvatim in the world. Beis Din HaGadol. There is no Beis Din L'Chol Shevet. Okay? There is no Tzivui. If you want to do it, it's fine. If you want to do it, it's fine, Reb Yehuda says, but you're not mechuyev. What's the chiddush of Reb Yehuda that if you want to, you can each shevet can appoint a miniature Beis Din? What's the chiddush? So it could be the following, and that might be is that according to Reb Yehuda in Maseches Hurias and Hamad Aleph, remember we said that if a shevet paskins the Shar Shvatim Rapater and that shevet's chayev, Chomim argue in Hurias and say Ein chayoven el horaz Beis Din HaGadol bilvad. You know in Hurrius, is when there's a mistake made, there has to be a special chatas brought. So, Shenemar vim kol adas yishgu vim v'lo adas also shevet. So what do you see? According to the Chum, there is no concept of shevet. According to Buda, there is a possibility. You have a heter, you have a reshus to appoint a Beis Din of a shevet. And if they make a mistake, they're mechuyev. There's a Torah's Beis Din aleihem if they do it. Halacha l'maisa. And therefore, L'maisa Reb Yehuda holds l'shitoso. Now the Rambam says, right? Fizalach ain chayavin al haraz beis din hagadol bilvad. The Rambam says no chashkagus pirikid beis alach beis that no, there is no katz. Ain b'zeh shum chiddush shemitaris reshus efshal limnos beis din chol shevet. There is no chiddush. According to the Rambam, it's meaningless. Alach l'maisa. But Reb Yehuda says you're not mitzuvah to appoint a miniature beis din shevet, but you can l'maisa, and it has a chalos. You can and it has a chalos. Okay. If you take it a step further, you know what might emerge. If you take it a step further, you know what might emerge, and that is as follows, is that, you know, there's a halacha of lo tisgodedu. What's a halacha of lo tisgodedu? Rashi says, Yevamos, it shouldn't look like there's two tyres. The Rambam says, lo tisgodedu, the Geder ish, lo yarba machlekes b'yisra. Oh. So the Rambam says, in Pirik Yud Beis, halacha Yud Dal, halachas of Azorah, the Isser of Lotiskoru is by Shtei Batedinim Be'er Achas. The Shtei Batedinim in two cities is Mutter. So what happens if you have two Shvatim in one city? What's the din? Tosos. Tosos said it was good. The Ramban said it was good. So according to the Chum, it's a mitzvah to appoint a Beis Din in every Shevet. Right? We read it, right? According to the Chum. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a what? It's not a mitzvah, it's a reshus. So maybe that will be a nafkamino that got me Lotiskoru. If Beis Din would appoint a Shevet, there's a Torah's Beis Din, so in one city, it's not like Shnei Bat Din Be'er Achas. It's like Shnei Bat Din Be'er Ayaros, and therefore wouldn't be a problem. Halacha l'maisa, you follow me? Wouldn't be a problem of Lotis Godedu, because there is a Chalois to it. So it makes sense now, says Rav Shulti, if you say like this, why did the Rambam leave out the mitzvah of Shvatim, of pointing a beis din in Pirak Alpha Lach Aleph, gets of Mishas Kashin? Why did he leave it out? What do you say? Oh, so it could very well be he left it out because he paskin like Reb Yud, exactly like Yoni said. Ech beis din echz muna kulon. There's no tzivui to what? To mimana beis din for a shavit. It's a rishus. And therefore the Rambam quotes an Pirak Hei, that if the Sanhedrin wants to do it, it's fine. If they want to do it, it's fine. Might not, it's not going to be a problem with Tisko to do. Right? But they're not mechuyev to do it. And therefore it comes out very well, halacha l'maisa, that he passes like Rabbi. Now what is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita? What was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita? What did Rashi say? That each shevet should go to its own shevet, its own basin of its own shevet. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yudah hold, it's not a mitzvah to a point. It's not a mitzvah to a point. Halacha l'maisa. If there's a city that has two l'maisa, if there's a city that has two shvatim in the city, it's not a mitzvah to a point, a bezin for every shavit. But even though there's no mitzvah to a point, but each person, each baal din should go to the bezin of its shavit, even if they have to go to another city. So it comes out that that's why, don't ask me a kasha, the Rambam is necessarily what? Yochiv Yerabim, Halacha Kerabim, Hakad Rambam hold like who? Reb Yudah gets a chum. What's the answer, Yoni? Because Reb Yudah and Shimon Gamliel are on the same page. It's not a mitzvah. It's a chalos if you do it. There might be a slight difference of detail between Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yehudah in the sense that Reb Yudah holds, if it could be the Reb Yehudah would say that if you have a city that has a beis din of only one you have two shvatim in one city, but only one shevet has a beis din. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds the people from the Shevet that don't have a Beis Din of their own Shevet will have to go to a different city where their Shevet is. Whereas according to Reb Yehuda, he would say they could go to the Beis Din in their own city, even though it's not of their own Shevet. That's a detailed machlokes. But they're both on the same page, Reb Yehuda and Shimon Gamliel, that there is no Chiyuv to point up a Beis Din of for a Shevet. Whereas the Chum say there is. So don't ask me a Kashi Yochan Ram, Lachan Ram. The Ram really holds, he has two Tanoim, so it's not a problem. Okay, fine. So let's take this a step further. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, I gave you the Gemara on Zion and Beis in Sanhedrin. What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin and Zion and Beis? In the bottom, according to Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish kol amam edayin shein ahagir kinu nota notei asher ab Yisrael shenemar shoftim mishotim titin lecham samich leil lo titlecha asher kol eitz. There's an issur to be mam edayin that's not hagin. Now, there's a Beferish Sifri in Sefer Dvarim that says, Lo takiru panim b'mishpat. Ze'a mamuna loshiv dayanim. Don't say, oh, I like this guy, I'm going to make him a dayan. He's a strong guy, he's a nice guy, he's my relative. It's an isser. And there's a price in the Sifri in Parsha Shoftim. There's a Sifri in Parsha Dvarim that asks us this, and there's a Sifri in Parsha Shoftim that says, Mishpat tzedek ze'minu dayanim. The minu adayanim has got to be done right. You can't play games with it. You know what I mean? Can't because you know your friends, you like the guy, or your relatives. The Rambam actually quotes this in Pirak Gimel Hilchos Sanhedrin Lachaches, and the Smag has in Lotasa Simen Kuf Pei Dalit. There's an isser to mimanis someone who's not hogging based on l'sakiru panim b'mishpat. So what does Reish Lakish come up with a different drasha? Hear the kasha. That's what the Rabbaz points out on the Rambam. What's the Shlokas come up with this drushal? Tidlcha Sheira, Zogin, right? That's a smichis to what? It's a smichis, a shoftim mishotrim. Just say straight up, L'takir ponim b'mishpat. So here, Rav Shulti wants to say, interestingly, that the Mishnah in the beginning of Sanhedrin said, Enos in Sanhedrin l'shvat el pibezin shal shivim bechad. Who is the one who makes this appointment? Rashi and the Rambam said the Beis Din HaGadol. The Beis Din HaGadol Lamaisa make this appointment. Yes? For the Shvatim. Yeah? The Farish. Now, what's the Sanhedrin Ketana? The Beis of 23. Yes? That also is only appointed by who? The Beis Din HaGadol. What about Beis Din of 3? Who appoints a Beis Din of 3? That does not have to be done by the Beis Din HaGadol. Who's it done by? Anyone in the Tzibur does it. So that's what the Bryce is saying in the Sifri. any. We're gonna get to next week. Bezer Shem Zayin Tuvi Ayir. All those dinim that the seven choshuva guys in the city have a responsibility to appoint people that are responsible. That's what it means. Lo sakiru ponim b'mishpat. That's referring to what when the Sifri says you set up dayanim. What's it referring to? Basin of 23, a basin of a shevet. You follow me, Yankee? Basin of 20, basin of shevet. That's a little sakiru ponim b'mishpat. But when it comes to a basin appointing a basin of three, you don't need a basin of gadol. That's not teres mishpat. That's an isser of not lo sakiru ponim b'mishpat. That's the din of what? That's Rish Lakish needs a different drasha. You follow me? It's a beautiful shtickle. That's why Rish Lakish needed a different drasha. Because the appointment of the Bezin Shavin in 23 comes to Bezin Agadol. That's not Sakir upon the Mishpat. But Bezin Shoshlosh doesn't need a Bezin Agadol. Maybe you have to come up with a new drasha. Problem is, if you look in the Rambam, Perakim Alachaches, if you look in the Rambam, Perakim Alachaches, it's interesting. What does he say? Any Sanhedrin, all the Sanhedrin, or a Melech, or the head of the diaspora, that appoints a Dayan Shein Hagen, he's over with Sakir upon him in Mishpat. It's Beferish in the Rama. And then he says, Kol Amad Medan So, Kol it's Imakim Matzeva. He puts everything together. So you see the level of Sakir upon him in Mishpat is not just what? On the Sanhedrin. It's even on one individual, Melech, the Rosh Agola. So you see that Shtikal Torah won't work well in the Rama, because the Rama applies it even to a Melech, or anyone who makes an appointment. Then it's a problem of Sakir upon a Mishpat. Shai Liz Rav Shulti says, when you appoint the Beis Din of a Shevet, does that have Teres Mishpat on it or not? What do you say? When you appoint the Sanhedrin for a Shevet, what do you think? Does that have a Teres Mishpat on it? Will the Apostle Krovim him? Can you appoint your own Krovim on a Beis Din of a Shevet, a Beis Din of 23? Or do you say it's not a Teres Din? Just making sure you get good guys. What would you say, Allah Halamaisa? What would you say about this? So what does it say in the, what does it say in the Sifri? Oh, don't appoint a relative. You don't appoint him because he's a relative. What does that mean? What does that mean? What is the impression you get? That a relative really is good. You could appoint a relative. Just don't appoint him because he's your relative. But from the Poshup Shah in the Sifri, it's Mashmah that you could would appoint in the midst of Minu Dayanim, you could set up a Karuf. No? So he says, no, you could reject that Raya. That the Lavel Sakir upon him Mishpat is not just said on Hamadash Sanhedrin Shvatim, but it's said on any appointment ever. And that's what it means in the Sifri, Ish Poni Krovi or Shivenu Dayan, meaning a Mamune, to be any Dayan, Halachal Maisa, even a basin of three, Halachal Maisa, it could very well be, he says, a Mamune Shlohoshiv Dayan, a basin Shalosha, Shalotzarek Basin Agoru. That's what the Sifri is talking about. Ish Poni Krovi or Shivenu Dayan. You can't appoint a Karov to be a Beis of three, but to set up a Beis Din for Shevet, Halach HaLamais, he says, Anat is a Teres Din, V'Krovim Psulim, K'mon B'Shar Dinim Shepsulim Krovim. So that's what it's saying. You follow me? In other words, when you appoint a Beis of 23 or a Shevet, you cannot appoint a Karov, because that's Teres Mishpat. To appoint a Beis of three, that's not considered to be Teres Mishpat. Just don't appoint a relative to the Beis of three, because you like him, he's your relative. So he wants to say, maybe you could say, you could think, Zach, and say, Teres Mishpat is when you appoint what? A basin for a Shevet, when you appoint a basin of 23. But when you make together a basin of three, maybe it doesn't have din Teres Mishpat. That's what he wants to tie it. It's interesting. Because I looked in the tour quotes, Choshe Mishpat, and Simon Reish Mem Zayin quotes a Ritva, when you say, Omer Lekrovi or Lekrovosov, are all Krovim puzzle? Sheirim la'edis, people that are kosher la'edis are not called krovim. That's what you get the impression from that tour. But if you look in the Chassam Sofer and Chelik Choshe Mishpat Simin Kuchav Zayin, he brings a riot until the fourth generation, they're called krovim. So when the Sifri says Ish Ploni Krovi or Shevenu Dayin, it means a karov that's kosher la'edis. There are some krovim that would be kosher la'edis. So it could very well be, Lamaisa, that that's the Shiloh we're bringing up here. Is this considered to be Teiris Mishpat or not? The actual Minui. Is the actual minu of it, and we point out by smicha, we had a big machloikas, whether this is going to be what, whether this is going to be a real what, real din. So that's the halacha that I want to bring out here, lamaisa, okay? This is the halacha I want to bring out, okay? If you're ma'amid, this shayla, when you're ma'amid tavla the dini, when you're ma'amid dayanim, according to the Rambam, right, you're using the beza agadol to appoint a beza for a shevet or 23, That's not Torah's Mishpat. There's no psul kroven. Halacha lamaisa. There's no psul kroven. Okay? Because the zakiru ponim and mishpat is set up to a melech, to Rosh Agola, just appoint a good person. Halacha lamaisa. Okay? Appoint a good person. And that's l'shitas in the Rambam. Even Shlomo Bafanov is good, right? With the smicha. But according to Rashi, the Adramah, that it's albi beis nagadol, it has a teres mishpat. And therefore there would be a psul krovim. And lo takiru panim mishpat is talking about minua edayonim. Albi the beis nagadol. Minua of three would not have a dinu lo takiru panim mishpat. There's just a bezunder iser to mamim edayin chen agun. So that's what I want to bring out. According to the Rambam lamaisa, even though the appointment lamaisa is made from the beis nagadol, beis nagadol shevet, and 23, there would be no problem. It's not Teres Mishpat, the actual appointment. Okay? And it fits well in the Rambam, where that we said even Shlomo Bafanov is good. Whereas according to Yad and Rashi Yad Ramah, it has a Teres Mishpat, and Psulim would be a problem by the 23 and a Bezdin of Shevet. But a Bezdin of what? 3, there would just be a side issue of what? Lotatira Sheira. We'll get to you in a second, Aaron. I just want to point out that if your mom had a dying shalom hagen, halacha lamaisa, according to the Nesivus, we learned that it's shlichusav's diaraisa, and there's a teres mishpat, teres bezdin, even though we don't have real smicha, the halacha would be is that what? You'd be overlo zakiru panim b'mishpat. If you appointed a dying shalom hagen, it's not this lo titlcha asher. But if you hold like the shita, shlichusav's only midrabanon, and all the dinim are batal b'zman hazeh, we don't have smicha, then you would not be over you would not be over in the city of Raisa. The tumim in Siman Al Sifkanas is a mitzvah mid Rabbanim minu et ayanim. So Lomaisa, it would be hard to say be over in the city of Rabbanim. But I do want to say, according to the Chinuch, Mitzvah Tafyud Dalid, he says, you better appoint someone whenever you're making an appointment that he's a good guy. And the truth is, you're over the Sakiru Ponim and Mishput. That's what the Chinuch wants to say all the time, any type of appointment. So it could be we've developed this Mahalach. Lamaisa, there might be a difference, halacha lamaisa, how you view the appointment of Dayanim in general to 23 or Shevet. Does it have Teres Mishpat itself? Would we allow Krovim? And that has offshoot regarding Smicha as well. Yes, Aaron, real quick, because I want to get to Chumash. We didn't get a chance to do Sifei Zivav. We got to do that, and we got to start Simin Beis. We have to do Simin Beis too on Monday too. Real quick, Aaron, because I want to get to Chumash. So that's what I'm saying. There are two ways to read that. It could be a formal din, or it could be just don't, not because you just like them. Okay? That's what we're saying. There are two ways to read that din. That's what we're saying. So when he said a krov, not that way. When he says krov, don't do a krov because you like them. That's why I was saying, are all krovim, they're going to be posulatus. Right? It was the only people that are up to the fourth generation are called krovim. Sometimes krovim, if your fifth cousin, Lamaisa, he might be acceptable. Just don't do it because you like him. Or does it mean a formality of that? If anyone's a karv, and anyone's a karv, sharem ladies cannot be called krovim.
What's the riot that it said it's a formality?
Then it's Tyrus Mishpat. Then it's Tyrus Mishpat. We view it as Tyrus Mishpat. If it's Tyrus Mishpat, then it's L'Sakir upon him. The tour quotes the Ritva that says, if a guy says L'Krovi or L'Krovosa, Yesh B'chlau Kol HaKrovim, that are psulim lo ladis. In other words, ksherim ladis are not called krovim. I'll be alaka. People that are kosher ladis are not called krovim. It's a formal din.
Maybe that just means that. Maybe it's the other way around. It's maybe it's saying the reason that the krovim is because we
don't
know the krovim.
Okay, but I think it means that pshat. I think that means it's a formal just because you don't like him as a karv. Okay, let's just close this something from the parsha. You know, it's Parshas Chukas, and it's interesting that, a chok is something we do because Hashem told us to do it. You know, men rishon look for tamei mitzvahs. That's to help our avodas Hashem. But the bottom line is we do it because Hashem's mitzvahs. And many of the nations make fun of us that we're doing it, but it's a chok that we pledge our allegiance to Hashem. Now, if you look in the Rashi's in the beginning of the Parsha, there's a second set that begins with Moshe Adarshan later. And he quotes a reason that the mother wipes up for the filth of their child. The paradum is mechap for the galzav. So frek the base of Levi, that's a reason. That's the reason. Isn't that a reason? I thought we just said that it's the archetypical chok. The pshat is like this. The pshat is that if you think about the problem of Egel Azav, we look for other ways to communicate to Hashem. Whether it was Avodah Zarah, like Moses said, it was Avodah Zarah, Zambath. Rabbanu Kuzari says we were looking to find different ways to concretize communication to Hashem. But that's wrong. And that's why the Paraduma is a tikkun for the Egel Hazav. The mother cleans up for the son because, you know what? The bottom line, we do mitzvahs because Hashem told us to do them. And that's it. Nothing shorter than that. And we are total soldiers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a chok is all about. And the Egel Hazav was an example. We tried to, we can make up our own ways. No way. We do what Hashem told us, and that's it. Whether we know why or not, no. It doesn't make a difference. It's the amunah pshuta of a regular yid, the Rav would say. That's critical. And therefore, really what? Really, it is a chok. And it is to misakin. What was the problem? We say the paradum is also a tikkun for the Eitz Hadas. Adam HaRishon saw he needed Bechiras Chofshi so he could do it in his own way to serve Hashem. No. Only what Hashem says. And that's it. It's a tikkun for that. Misa came from that philosophy. Do you know why is it that Aram? Why is it? Aram made a whole cheshbon. Why is it when Bezalel's name is mentioned, always mentions the grandfather? Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. You know what the Patek Rav says? Usually the grandfather's not mentioned, you always by characters. Why? Because the Chur did not make a cheshbon and say, there's a whole shiloh, leaf neighbor, do I say Yarek Valyavra? That's how some of the Gedolei Achronim say the machlekes between Aaron and Chur was. He wasn't doing Avodah Zarah himself, Aaron, but leaf neighbor. Is that considered to be Yarek Valyavra? Machlekes Ramban Balamor, whether it's an Isser Prat, Isser Klali. Maybe that was the machlekes. So Chur didn't make any cheshbonis, he was killed. Aaron made cheshbonis. That's the same word. Hashem said, Chur, you were killed, you didn't use your chachma in the wrong way. I'm going to make your grandson a super genius who's going to be the architect of the Mishkan. Bezalel was 13. The Zohar says he used the same letters that Hashem created the what? Created the world with. The Mishkan. The world with. He created those same letters that Hashem created the world. He created the Mishkan. It's a microcosm of the world, the Mishkan. Because he didn't use his chachma in the wrong way. He said, Hashem said not to do it. I'm not going to do it. He didn't make cheshbonis. We can't make cheshbonis. We have the Shulchan Aruch. We have Halacha. We have Masorah. Okay, Elu Ve'elu Dvar Nechaim within the umbrella. But the bottom line is that we're soldiers of Hashem. And in the sense of all the types of mitzvahs that express our allegiance to Him, it's a chok. And that's it. It's not that what, that Rav Moshe Adarsh was giving a reason. He was saying that a paradum is a chok. It's metame tarim and metarim tveim. They're going to make fun of us. Okay. Well, I don't care what they make fun of us. That's the din. But the result of it is it's a tikkun of what? Of Egel Azav. The mother cleans up the filth of the son. Because Egel Azav was a manifestation of, you know what? I'll choose my own way to do it for this Hashem. That's unacceptable. And that's why the Sforner says, let's close with this, so I went over. What's the juxtaposition between Baal Tosif and Baal Peor? In Sefer Dvarim. Baal Peor is so disgusting. The more disgusting an act, the more despicable it was more of a voter. They defecated in front of him. The next din is Baal Tosif. Yes. It's an extreme shot. But yes. You add a 614th. You think your mind's in the right place. It could lead to total anarchy. No discipline at all. That's what Baal Peor represents. You serve Hashem in the way in which Hashem gave us the mitzvahs. That's why the Gemara says in the Dharm called Noder Kilu Bona Boma. The Dharm are bad. Let's be Makriv a Korban in the parking lot. What do you mean? I want to close to Hashem. You only do it in the Beis HaMikdash. If I take a netter, I have to eat an orange. Oranges are mutter. Why are you taking a netter? It's a bad thing. The Dharm only for mitzvahs are good. But Stam the Asur is not good. That's why Taisa says in Sota, you know Moshe's Kever would rise? Baal Peor was right across the street from it. Moshe Rabbeinu was the antithesis of Baal Peor. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Emes, Teras Emes. Discipline. Done. Halachi. Taras Emes is Sarasso Emes. Baal Peor rises? Do whatever we want. Moshe Rabbeinu's kever rises, down goes Ba'apur. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the kaiches that we can always internalize this, that we're Ovdei Hashem, and all our mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs that we might have, mishpatim, we're doing chashim mishpat, the bottom line says, Shulchan Aruch, we do it because ultimately we want our soldier of Hashem, and the chok really is the model of our avod Hashem in all the mitzvahs. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. It's great to see everybody. And we'll see you Monday morning, Yishim. Okay, so we got to get going, some days, and finish up some now. We've got a lot to do here. Daniel, thank you very much. Okay, so you guys get this far, and you finish the room in three closets. Very good, I appreciate it very much.
So, yes. So, is that saying that? How does that?